How were you received by the foundation?
Well, they were looking for a leader in the Arboretum. And they were, no one was talking about it, but it was very easy to see from the outside. They had some problems. The Arboretum was in dire straits. The money, they'd gone through this big fence argument, which I knew nothing about it, but I'd heard about it, and the scars were deep in that one, and from the outside it appeared that that was just an excuse to argue and fight about what this great collection of plants, what its place was to be in the city of Seattle. The fence was a symbol from my standpoint. I don't know whether anybody agreed. As far as I'm concerned, I was right. It wasn't a fight over the fence. It was a fight over a discussion. What is the Arboretum doing, and how is it going to be part of the university's program of research, teaching, and public service? Otherwise, it's a beautiful face in the crowd. It's a beautiful plant, and we go and look at the park. As a university professor, I'm not interested in being director of a pretty park. I'm very interested in being in a place that does research, teaching, and public service on plants and cities, of which this collection is an important and integral, an essential part. Best known thing in Seattle. As far as I'm concerned, the Center for Urban Horticulture, the program in urban horticulture, saved the Arboretum from becoming a very important, very beautiful, well-funded city park. In my opinion, lots of people don't agree with that. They think it would have. I think it was doomed when I came here. The university, in fact, the university should have gotten out of it. The arrangement they had, they should have done some other things. They had other things to do with their money. Now, I just in passing, we're hearing about it, the paper now, right now. They're going through the same thing they did in 1980, and this time the acting president says it looks as if the university is going to have to pull out of the Arboretum. And why is that? Because the university has no program at the University of Washington which utilizes the Arboretum in an appropriate manner. So that it's the same thing revisited.